KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees in Atlantic. A wind advisory will be in effect for western and southwest Iowa beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon through late this evening. It'll be mostly sunny and windy here with a high around 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In southwest Iowa news, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in finding who stole an Iowa flag from a pole and left an American flag lying on the ground. The incident happened sometime between Friday, 10 and 11 p.m. near Main and East Streets in Hamburg. The city of Hamburg is offering a $1,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of those involved. Fremont County Crime Stoppers will also match that $1,000 reward. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-9240. In a separate incident, three flags, including one from a U.S. post office, was reported stolen from Maxburg last week. News time is 7:07.
I have great news. The Big Blue planter parts sale at Lindemann Tractor has been extended. This is Jason. This winter's crazy cold weather has had everyone, including us, in hibernation mode. So we've extended the sale until end of March. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts, like disc openers for $21, and that includes bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1 pound and $16.50 for the 5 pound jug. Don't delay. This sale absolutely ends March 31st. First at Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
An official in western Iowa is questioning how Council Bluffs Police recorded inaccurate crime data in the past. The Council Bluffs Police Department recently announced that crime data for most of 2012 was reported at a higher rate because of a glitch in its records software. Authorities said the problem was resolved late last year. Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors member Lauren Knaus says he's since reported the issue to state officials out of concern that funding was based on the statistics. The Omaha World Herald reports Council Bluffs Mayor Matt Walsh questioned Knaus's actions, since the inquiry may require authorities to return money. Knaus says he has a legal and ethical obligation to report the situation. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday that three people were recently arrested following separate traffic stops. Each of the individuals was facing drug-related charges. On March the 20th, 18-year-old Chantel Ayers of Harlan was arrested on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. On March 17th, 18-year-old Alexander McLaughlin of Harlan was arrested on possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. And on March 14th, 17-year-old Kelsey Clefman of Harlan was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Clefman was cited for the alleged offense and released to the custody of her parent or parents, with charges subsequently filed in juvenile court. In a separate incident, three Harlan teens, Elias Schaefer, Will Beach, and Jacob Priester, were arrested March 14th after officers were called to the Harlan High School following a report of students being in possession of prescription drugs. The teens were cited and released to their parents, with charges filed in juvenile court. The Harlan police report several people were arrested recently on a variety of charges. This past Sunday, 21-year-old Taman Weir of Harlan was arrested on an OWI charge following a traffic stop. The previous day, March 22nd, 47-year-old Jeffrey Rowland of Harlan was arrested following a brief pursuit and traffic stop. Rowland was charged with eluding and operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license. On March the 20th, 32-year-old Devin Mahoney of Harlan was arrested on an assault charge after officers were called to a disturbance in the 1300 block of Hawkeye Avenue. On March 17th, 22-year-old Shauna Mosher of Harlan was arrested on burglary in the second degree, public intoxication, and possession of controlled substance charges. His arrest took place after police were called to an alleged attempted burglary at Cyclone Seed and Chemical. And on March the 12th, 20-year-old Cody Schweary of Harlan and 19-year-old Austin Hess were arrested after officers were called to the 900 block of Farnham to investigate suspicious persons. Schweary was charged with public intoxication and interference with official acts, while Hess received a citation for being a person under the legal age in possession of alcohol. He was subsequently released. News time is 7:11.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindemann Tractor, with an announcement. All new Holland filters are on sale for 10% off during the month of March.
So oil filters are all on sale?
Yes, for 10% off.
Fuel filters?
Uh-huh. They're 10% off, too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No. But get here before March 31st and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through planting season. Because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lineman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
And the funeral announcements. Sylvia Geezer, age 91 of Westphalia, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Sylvia Geezer will be today at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ralph Jorgensen, age 79 of Kimbleton, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ralph Jorgensen will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Minnie Montang, age 84 of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. Funeral services for Minnie Montang will be on today at 10:30 at the Broadway United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs, with a luncheon immediately to follow. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs has arrangements. Rodney Schuler, age 56 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rodney Schuler will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Anna Stanley, age 94 of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Anna Stanley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Phyllis Ely, age 72 of Lyman, died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Phyllis Ely will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Doris Ditto, age 73 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Ditto will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Catherine Moan, age 65 of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Catherine Moan will be tomorrow from 6:30 until 8 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Mary Hartman Coughlin, age 81 of Elliott, died Saturday at the Montgomery County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Coughlin will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Darlene Arnold, age 83 of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Darlene Arnold will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Byers, age 82 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Byers will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Bruce Yarger, age 87 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Bruce Yarger will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Harriet Goshorn, age 92 of Urbandale, died March 16th. Graveside services for Harriet Goshorn will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bill Harry, age 89 of Orient, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bill Harry will be next Monday at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lois Anderson, age 87 of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Lois Anderson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Keith Kelderman, age 76 of Manning, died unexpectedly at his home Tuesday. Funeral services for Keith Kelderman are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Esther Lucille Spangler, age 102 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Esther Spangler are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Dennis James Fleming, age 62 of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Dennis Fleming are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.